Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center. Hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, Commander of AFBC and your podcast host. I'd like to welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center, Senior Enlisted Leader, Chief Ludd. Welcome, Chief.
Hello, General. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always good to be here with you. Now, we're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. As we get closer to the summer assignment cycle, we'd like to talk about some of the requirements for those airmen and guardians who are selected for overseas assignments. Now listen up, because if you're a commander, a supervisor, a director, anyone really in this process, including the airmen and the family members that's listening, this matters for you, and you have a role in this, so please listen in. Serving overseas is a journey filled with exploration and excitement, and it challenges us both personally and professionally, but we got to get there first. So remember that the details matter, and there's a lot of critical paperwork and deadlines that need to be done before you and your family can catch that flight and go to that overseas location. Chief, what's your experience with overseas?
You know, General, a lot of people out there, you know, I had some pretty hardship tours overseas. Ramstein, Spengala, Maviano come to mind. You know, there's some tough jobs out there, but someone had to do it. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot, you know, about how to prepare for assignments. And the first thing that I have to tell folks is I'd be remiss if I did not say that do not make any irrevocable decisions before you have orders in hand. And now as the AFPC command chiefs, I've seen it firsthand where things happen, things change. Sometimes we might have to change report no later in date. Sometimes mission changes, orders get canceled altogether. So people have a tendency to lean ahead, start, you know, selling a house, buying properties and things like that, then orders change. And so just make sure that you don't do anything until you actually have orders in hand, or you could put yourself in a financial hardship.
Chief, that's a great point, especially because over the time that we've been in, you know, we've been fortunate that our senior leaders have allowed us to improve processes in order to deliver assignments earlier before those report dates. And so sometimes, you know, airmen and guardians are getting their assignments, you know, 6, 7, 8 months in advance. They know where they're going to go. But just as a reminder, as you said, that's not orders, that's an assignment. No one's cut the check yet to pay for that. And so we've got to wait for that to happen because it all relies on making sure that we have that money to be able to do that. And that's always going to happen closer to the report date than when you get your assignment.
And we've talked in the past, boss, about Exceptional Family Member Program, EFMP, as folks might understand that. And that's such a big thing because everything might be okay and you think you're good to go, whatever conditions stabilize. But things that I've learned is you might be impacted because one of your family members might be on a medication that's actually illegal in another country that we might be planning to send you to. Now, all of a sudden, it has nothing to do with the condition of your family member. It's the medication. And now we might have to rethink those orders. So a lot of things go into it.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Chief. Well, just help us sort out through some of these details. We actually, although everything that Chief and I were talking about is really important, today we're going to focus specifically on a detail called the Foreign Clearance Guide. And now that is a key aspect of an overseas assignment and preparing for that. And fortunately, we have a subject matter expert with us today from our Personnel Policy Directorate, Master Sergeant Myra Jimenez. She's been in the Air Force for 12 years and is currently works in Air Assignments Policy, where she executes Department of the Air Force assignment policy for 36 programs in accordance with Department of War and Department of the Air Force instructions, AFPC directives, and this affects 331,000 airmen and guardians. Along with the assignment policy team, she provides cross-tier strategic and operational guidance to our 32 functional assignment managers and 142 assignment teams within AFPC. Welcome, Master Sergeant Jimenez.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me today.
Now, we have medical clearance. We have our orders. Our logistics are all in motion. We've got those plane tickets. We're ready to go, right? The family, we can go. What's the critical piece of the puzzle we haven't talked about?
Yes, sir. So the members should be reviewing the Foreign Clearance Guide to ensure that they have the appropriate travel documents for not only themselves, but also for their dependents when entering a specific country and the country that they are assigned to. So the guide provides information on passport and visa requirements, again, for the service members and the dependents, not only for that official travel, but also for travel, leisure travel, when they're taking leave, once they get to that location.
Great. And yeah, I heard you say plural, passports and visas. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, sir. So there's actually three types of passports. There's going to be the official passport, which is for your active duty members who are going on official business to a specific country that requires it. You have the no-fee passport, which is for the dependents, for active duty member dependents who are U.S. citizen and are accompanying the member on that official travel. And then you also have your tourist passports, which are for leisure travel. Again, when the member is actually there and wants to go out and explore the different cities or the different countries.
And that's good. And I'll kind of highlight one thing that often is misunderstood, because passports are the responsibility of the country of which you are a citizen. And so the U.S. government, through the State Department, issues passports to American citizens. Visas are the document of the host country that you're going to. And so it just depends on which country you're going to is what their visa requirements are. And that's why this foreign clearance guide is so important, because every country does it differently. And we have status of forces agreements and just all those different requirements. And so that's why that guide is really important.
You know, General, when I think about some of the challenges with passports and visas, one of the frustrations out there is the timeline in which it takes to acquire these documents. And it really depends on where you're going and the backlog that's associated with some of that. But what I need our airmen and guardians out there to understand is, you know, the MPF can assist with you getting the documents that you need to travel, but they don't really control the back end process to actually get the documents. You know, that's all handled through the State Department or those State Departments of the countries where you might be going to. So just keep that in mind, that it can be a little bit frustrating. But we'll move reporting to later in dates as we have to, you know, to adjust that, to make sure that hopefully you and your family can travel at the same time. But don't take it out on the MPF technician.
Absolutely, Chief.
And like as you guys were saying, the Foreign Clearance Guide is there to advise the member on specific passport visas, the SOFA agreements for the different countries. But it also states if they already have a passport, the validity of the passport that they require to have to enter the country or to even depart the U.S. So a lot of the countries require at least 3 months validity on the passport for the member to depart. So that is something that the member should be reviewing, keeping in mind when, especially if they have families, to make sure that those passports are valid and legit.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about that official passport for the active duty service versus the no-fee passport? What are the kind of details there?
Yes, sir. So as I said, official travel documents require they vary from country to country. So oftentimes, active duty members can enter a country like Germany, Italy, Japan on their common access card or on their official orders. There are certain locations that require members to have official passports and visas, which is why it's so important for them to go onto the Foreign Clearance Guide and verify those locations that they're going to and the requirements that they have, because service members don't always necessarily need that official passport to enter those countries. But for the dependents, they do require the no-fee passport, and in some countries they require visas, depending again on the location, to enter those countries with their sponsor who is being assigned there on official duty. So let's take Italy as an example. Eligible family members that are PCSing to Italy do require no-fee passports, and they require a visa prior to their arrival in country. The individuals who fail to obtain that no fee or the visa prior to their arrival will be returned to the U.S. Or to the port of origin, which can cause a lot of expenses and financial hardships on the members, because it is at their own expense to send their family back to that U.S. or the port of origin.
What about the Foreign Clearance Guide with respect to dependents? Like, what's the difference there as they're going to a country and then moving around between countries?
Yeah, so as I stated before, they need the no-fee passport. They should also, all members should also have tourist passports, or it is recommended for them to have a tourist passport for that leisure travel. Usually when you are exiting the country, entering, you know, a country outside of where your official business is, you're using that tourist passport. for your travel, for your leisure travel, but that no-fee passport is used when you're entering that country of official business. So it's always recommended that the dependents have both when they are traveling, and ensuring, again, that validity on the passports are good to go for their travel.
Sr. Jimenez, I'm glad that you highlighted the different types of travel, the leisure travel versus the official travel. And one of the things that I remember from my time in Europe was occasionally you'll go through some border crossings, they'll just look at it, they won't actually stamp your passport. Other times they're stamping it. But then sometimes you're coming back across and they're looking for the stamp, right? You know, and that might delay you if you don't have it. And it's just kind of cool to have all the different stamps in your passport when you're looking back at it over time. So as a pro tip, I do recommend to folks that are traveling leisurely out there to always ask for the stamp if you don't get the stamp, because it might help you when you're returning or going and account for the time that you're in different locations.
Now, we talked about ours, but Sergeant Jimenez, what's been your opportunities to serve overseas?
Yeah, so I was actually, my first duty station was Lakenheath, RAF Lakenheath in the UK. I was there for about 4 years. So I was there on my own. I got to travel a lot. During my second year, I actually went through the secondary dependency for my mom. So I know the hassle of getting a visa and the passports, and I understand all of that completely. So it's definitely, that foreign clearance guide was definitely a great tool. It just broke everything down specifically of what was needed. So definitely recommend the members reviewing that every time they get that assignment or they're going overseas.
All right. So if you've been listening, let's just summarize on these document requirements. So for members or airmen and guardians that were going to an overseas location, you may likely need an official passport. Check the foreign clearance guide. And we recommend that you have a tourist passport if you want to do any travel for fun and leisure, because that's what you'll need for that, crossing countries. For our family members, you're going to need that no-fee passport, and then very likely a visa, but again, foreign clearance guide will tell you what you need. And then again, we strongly recommend that you get a tourist passport, because that's what's going to help you have that fun when you're overseas and traveling to other countries. Who can help us with this? Because it's still probably kind of a little complicated.
Yes, sir. So they do have passport agents at base level who are there to assist the service members with the official passport or the visa process. So definitely recommend the members, that being one of their first stops once they get the orders or the assignment to an overseas location, to kind of help them get started with the application process.
Awesome.
There is the Foreign Clearance Guide website. On the main screen of the actual Foreign Clearance Guide, there are updates to specific location, and it has the dates of the latest updates. And on the top of the main page, there's also a search bar where the members can search the location that they're going to, and they can review the requirements for themselves and their dependents.
Well, thank you. And then we're really fortunate to have you as a subject matter expert on our team for this process. Chief, any other words?
No, I just appreciate being here and an opportunity. What an important topic, just helping folks prepare for that next assignment.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks to you both for being here today. Thanks to our listeners. And please join us for our next podcast, when we will discuss the Total Force Service Center and some really exciting things that they're doing there. Now, if you have a question or issue you would like to address, look for our contact information in our summary. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.